Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God. Give you praise, O God. Ora mashaturia mama mama kende. Rema kuria masandiri ya kuria. Ora masandala boshende. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship, O God. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. Let everything that have breath praise the holy name. Praise the name of the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name, Lord. Let everything that have breath get up on Sunday, the Kulebamba. Oh, Ramaba Shondoria Baba City. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We invite you in tonight, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight. Holy Spirit of the living God, we invite you in, Lord. We invite you in tonight, Lord God Almighty. In you we move and we have our being, Lord God. We welcome you tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. We welcome you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. So tonight, Lord God, we bow before you, Lord God. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Let everything that have breath give you worship and give you thanks. Oh God, we are about Sunday.
Hallelujah.
There's no other God beside you. Hallelujah. Father God, tonight I
Hallelujah.
come before you, Lord God. And I repent from all my sins, oh Father God. And I ask you, Father
Hallelujah.
God, to wash me and cleanse me in the blood, oh Lord God Almighty. That way I may be able to come boldly to your throne of grace, and to seek mercy, oh God Almighty, in time
Hallelujah.
of need. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let your presence be known among us tonight, Lord. I hide myself
Holy.
behind the cross. Oh, mighty God, and let you come forth tonight. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. Oh, Ramashande. We welcome your spirit. We welcome your spirit. We welcome your spirit. We welcome your spirit. We welcome. We can't do nothing without you. The word of God declared that everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. The word of God also declare, Lord God, that we must worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God Almighty. So tonight we come to worship. Tonight we come to give you thanks. Tonight we come to give you praise. Tonight we come to exalt you. And we invite your holy presence in this place. 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 So now we hide ourselves behind the cross and we let you come forth and be glorified. Minister through us tonight, Lord God, that the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes down. Teach us what you want us to know. Father God, I pray that out of my voice tonight, Lord God, that it will go over the earways, Lord God. And even the people who's not online tonight, Lord God, and when they listen to it, Lord God, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come down upon them and their lives will be changed. Precious Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome your presence in tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh Lord God. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, the word of God declare that you are a spirit, and those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, we bind the spirit of heaviness tonight. We bind the spirit of heaviness tonight. We come against every spirit, every heavy spirit. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We come against heavy spirit in the name of Jesus. And we said it is bound. Spirit of the living God, go now and touch your people. Go now and touch your people. And let peace and tranquility flow. Let peace and tranquility flow. Let peace and tranquility flow. I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you now come forth and be glorified. Minister through me that people may know that you're alive and you're not dead. Fire of the living God, come now, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Welcome tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The heaviness of God is on me tonight. It's on me tonight. Let me turn off my phone. It's on me. It just, there's something going on in the spirit realm. There's something going on in the spirit realm. First, I just want to welcome every single person on the line tonight. I miss you guys. We didn't get to have our class last week, but I'm praying tonight. I'm praying tonight. I'm praying tonight. Oh, praise God. See, hello, my darling. She said, good night. I'm all praise God in his tender mercies. Well, see, my darling, I'm praising God with you in the name of Jesus. And one of these days, I'm going to be able to respond because I miss my Sonia Monique because she will be in my chat box and answering all the chatting tonight. So whenever Sonia is ready, she could do that for me again. But at this time, I welcome you, my honey, and good night to you, and praise God for his tender mercies in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So welcome, 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 welcome. Well, I just got back from a meeting. We had a good meeting. It was, to me, it was exciting and powerful. And I pray that every single person that was in attendance, that they receive something from the Holy Spirit. I'm getting some information from those meetings, and they're very, very good. So I'm trusting and believing God to have the next one next year in June. But this time it's going to be something that we always do. But previously, we did it, I think, three times or two times. I would have to ask June. I think it was two times that we did it. And it was the Feast of the Tabernacle. And in the Feast of the Tabernacle, we would have a keynote speaker. We would have a banquet, dinner, music. And also, at the end of that, I would be praying for individuals who need prayer. So the Spirit of God told me to have another one. So coming next year, it should be exciting. We're going to have that. And I would want the venue to start from about, say, like we always have it, from 6 to 10:30, out of there by 11. So we'll have a lot of time to fellowship and communicate with one with another. Amen. That's going to be coming up next year. And I think I would have it somewhere around the last week of June. Yeah, not there. But okay, so praise God. Praise God. Well, as you know, we're doing prophetic deliverance. And I'm also with the Holy Spirit, and I also have a book. And it's a very, very interesting book that I'm also reading. And if you want, you could go get it. It's online. You could get it on Amazon. And it talks about the finger of God, casting out demons with the finger of God. And I also have other books from Derek Prince. I have so many different studies that I could go over and look over and just get myself acquainted with some of the material that the Holy Spirit will have me look over. So tonight, while I was doing my study in the deliverance, he said to me that before I go into all the other subjects that we're going to do tonight, I must talk about walking in love. You see, walking in love, the fruits of the Spirit, is one of the fruits of the Spirit, I believe, to me. I mean, I believe so. You have to have your love walk in order to work in the ministry or do anything for God. You know that we are. We already established the fact the other day, according to Mark 16, where it said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. It says that we're all believers and we're all ministers, right? Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, you don't need a paper to go out and talk to somebody about the kingdom of God. You could go out and you could give them your testimony. You could let them know, well, you know, Jesus come into my life. They will say to you, you look so different. You changed. What's going on with you? And you will say, well, you know what? Jesus came into my life. I gave my life to Jesus. Or you could even say, well, I was going through so much things and blah, blah, blah. Anyhow you want to put it. That is your testimony. I don't have your testimony. I have my testimony, right? It is very, very important that we all know that we are all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anybody tell you anything different? Hey, tell them to show you the truth in the word. We're all ministers. You could minister on your job. If somebody, I'm not telling you to go there and push Christianity on your job. I'm not saying that. But if you're in a setting and someone come to you and talk to you in regards about your Christianity, you are free to talk to the person. You may not want to talk to them in the building. You may want to have lunch with them, sit outside, talk with them. You know what I mean? That the boss may not say, well, you're promoting Christianity on the job. You know your setting, okay? You may in the marketplace, right? You may out there in the supermarket and somebody want to talk to you. So you minister to the individual. You are a minister. You do not have to have a license. You already are licensed by the word of God. God's word is not going to change. So now you have to get equipped. So now the Father told me to let you know, you have to walk in love. If you're going to be doing anything with demons, if you're going to be, when demons come and you got to fight them and drive them out, you have to have a clean life. Your life has to be clean. So tonight, cleansiness is godliness. One other thing is, you have to be able to check your love walk. I know in the ministry that I am in, my love walk, sometimes I may not want to be in that kind of love walk when somebody did me wrong, but I have to always learn to forgive. So 1 Corinthians 13 is where you're going to find your love walk. Before we go into anything tonight, let's look over our love walk. And I feel in my spirit that we had already talked about it one time. So I don't know why we got to talk about it again tonight. Somebody offend you? Somebody did something to you? Love forgives. And it says in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, and although you feed the poor, I think we did this already. I think we talked about this already. Why the Holy Spirit want me to talk about it again tonight? I have no clue. Although you feed the poor, although you give your body to be burned and give it for charity, it profit nothing. So please get with the program. I don't care. I don't care what they did. Forgive them and move on. I don't care how they try to ruffle your feather. Forgive them and move on. Forgive, forgive. I know it's not easy, but you have to forgive. It says love. It calls it charity. Why was it going to link it with charity? Hey, we always say charity is giving to the poor. Well, it's the same concept of loving. It's the same word here. We have charity, but they define it as love. Love suffereth long. Hey, suffering long, long suffering. Love is kind. That means even when they hate you and they beat you down, you still have to be kind. Lord, this is a hard pill to swallow, but you still have to be kind. He said, for you not to envy. Don't go around envying individual. I remember we talked about this before. So something has to be going on in the spirit. Why? Before we go over to deal with these demonic sources and forces, we have to remember our love walk. We just have to. Oh my God. Do not believe. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. He seeketh not his own. These are basic words that you could understand. We don't have to go get a dictionary to look it up. It's not easily provoked. You know, you might get all hot and bothered because somebody just, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. He thinks no evil. You know something? I've been through a crisis. Oh, God Almighty. You hear me talk about this crisis all the time. But the word of God is telling me, think it no evil. That means no matter what this person did, I can't think no evil. I can't rejoice in the man's iniquity or the woman's iniquity or whoever did me wrong. I must rejoice in truth. Look, man, look 1 Corinthians 13 over. Take it apart. Fast over it. Well, if you're going through anything, fast over it. Ask the Holy Spirit, please. Ask the Holy Spirit. Because these demons are real. They're not playing. They know you and they know me. They know who is faking. And they know who is aching. I'm telling you right now, these demons got some sense of sensibility. Only us don't know, have none. And they partially know the word, okay? And we need to know the word too. And sometimes you're going to read the word, you may get an interpretation about it today. But the next time you read it, something interpret differently. It is going to meet you at your need. That's how the word of God works. So rejoice not because somebody, you know, is going through a downfall when they did you wrong. He says to rejoice in truth. And you know what? God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So hear the word telling you. You only rejoice in truth. And you must bear all things. Lord Jesus, it's hard to bear all things, but you have to. We are all human beings, and we have to bear all things. I know it hurts. I know it's hurt and it's painful, but you still have to bear it. You still have to suck it in. You still have to say, Lord God Almighty, flesh and blood I am in. Lord, you're going to have to really, really teach me how to stand. Lord God, you have to really check my mind. Lord, I can't deal with this. Lord, it's hurtful. It's painful. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I put my hand up and I say, God, I can't take it no longer. And the Holy Spirit will help, because that's what the Holy Spirit is here for. John 14 tells you, when the Comforter comes, he comes to lead you and guide you into all truth. It's a comforter. He comes to comfort you. He comes to comfort you. So whatever you're going through tonight, and I have to pick it up in my spirit, love never fails. But prophecy will fail. Prophecy will fail, but love will never fail. Please, 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 please walk in love. Take a 1 Corinthians 13, dissect it, polish it, put it up on the shelf, take it down off the shelf, polish it again, put it back up, take it down, polish it again. You have to have this love walk. I understand. Trust me. I do. Going through it just like you. Just that the Father told me to teach. He said to teach. And when I'm looking it over today and all in my notes, you're going through all this. You've been through this round and round and round and round and round and round and round. He said it's time for you now to teach. You can't sit back and drink milk all day. So that's why I'm here tonight to say, let's not continue drinking milk. Let's try to see if we could at least taste a piece of meat. Let's get off the breast milk. There come a time when you have to be weaned off that milk. And you have to eat solid food. So I believe the Father is trying to tell us tonight. We've been going around this wall or this desert or this mountain for so long. Try to see if we could get some understanding in what we're doing. And how are we going to get that understanding? we're going to get the understanding through the Holy Spirit. It's 24 hours a day. 24 hours make up one day. And if we're going to fast and tithe and everything, which is, you say 10%, it doesn't have to necessarily mean finances. It could mean your time. Why not tithe 10% of the 24 hours to the Father? You're still going to have 2.4 subtracted from 24, because I think 10%, I don't have my calculator, but I think 10%, maybe 2.4. Let me see my calculator. I believe so. I don't even feel like I want to check in the calculator, but let me check it. I mean, 24 times 10%, it says 2.88. Well, whatever. 2.88. Okay, so hey, what about like say 2 hours and close to 3 hours then? Why not say 3 hours? Oh my God, it's a two. Oh, you see what? I did it wrong. Hey, I stand corrected. Whoa, 2.4 was right. Because previously I put 12 instead of 10. So my spirit man was right in the first time. That's what the Bible tells you, to try your spirit. Check your spirit and see if it's of God. Because we're mere human and we're going to make mistakes. Hey, come on. You make mistakes all the time. I make mistakes 24/7. So why not give him 10% of your time? Why not go in and study the word of God, tell you to study to show yourself approved? That is what a good workman does. So tonight, go to 1 Corinthians 13, walk in love, do your love walk. That way you can go boldly to the throne and you can say, you know what? I did this, Lord. I did this. I know I'm going to move now into prophetic deliverance tonight. Tonight, because I'm going to say the last time we did not even go, we went into prayer. And if you go on the website, and I'm not going to go into it tonight, go on the website and check out theholytabernacle.com. Go on it and check out, because Kenneth put up the teaching that night, the prayer that night that we had, and we did it out of 1 Chronicles 16:7-36. We did that. Our David was out there giving thanksgiving. And we confessed and we prayed and we said we were dressed for battle, according to Ephesians 1:6 and Ephesians 6:10-20. We were dressed for battle. And we talk about being holy. We want to be holy. Well, tonight, hallelujah, we're going to move forward. Because I tell you, I was reading the book. And I got some little notes and some nuggets. And if you want to go get that book, you can get it too. It is on Amazon and it's the Finger of God. And like I said, I'm using it. And I'm also into Derek Prince and David Jeremiah. All of these little nuggets that I'm picking up in my Bible. And read it. That man, I could come to you tonight to give you some profound information. Amen. Amen. So here we go. Glory to God. Today, while I was reading, praise God. He says, who are we fighting? Now that we're talking about love, and we leave out of our love walk, and you're going to go over your love walk tomorrow, and you're going to make sure, ask tonight before you go to bed, you're going to look at it and say, Lord God Almighty, I am lacking. I'm lacking so much in this area. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to open up my understanding when it comes on to love. Give me supernatural love. I need your love and your joy and your peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind, you know, that's how you talk to him. I bind every source and force of the enemy, okay? That's what you do. Hallelujah. So we are soldiers. We are soldiers, it says. You got to take time. And when the soldier go out to fight in the army, the soldier have to know who they are fighting with. So you got to know what's going on out there in your life, in your family life, in your generation. You got to know, in order for you to go out there and engage in any type of warfare, you have to know what's going on in your life. Like, for instance, number one, it may be something to do with sexual perversion. For me, I would go back in and start checking out my family members. Oh, I come up with my daddy. Oh, God, I'm going to bind the enemy for my daddy generation. I'm going to call out them spirits that generation. Bind it, tear it down, lick it down in the name of Jesus. All right? But we're going to go to a greater heights right now. We're not only doing this because look how many times we go over these things about our curse of the generation and da, da, da. So you know what? If you're still going through depression, if you're still going opposition, if you still have confusion in your family, I urge you, go and do a 2 or 3 day fast. Go into the archive and go back into the generation fast that we had. You should have already have it in your email because we had it a couple of years ago. Go back, take it out. Because now we got to move on to meat. We got to move on to meat. And if you need deliverance in any area, let me tell you, tonight is not the night. You could call me on another day and we could go through deliverance, what you need to be delivered from. I am equipped to do that. I guarantee the Holy Ghost will use me on that matter. I'm guaranteed the Holy Ghost will cast it out and tell me exactly what's going on to cast it out. And if he doesn't tell me exactly what's going on to cast it out, we pray, we intercede, and the Holy Spirit will give us some insight. Yeah, because some things, you don't get it cast out right away. You got to check back to it. It's right there in the scripture. I'm not telling anything wrong. Go read the Bible for yourself. It's in there. Some of these things, the Bible tells you that Jesus said, you only cast them out to prayer and fasting. It's in there. Go read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for yourself and see if it's not in there. Some of these things, it have to come out to prayer and fasting. But the urgency is now. People are out there in the balance, and we need to be trained in spiritual warfare. So let me tell you, if we can't get it, let's get it. Let's get it tonight. Let's get our love walk in order. Let's get our house in order. Let's get me in order. Let's get my family in order. And then I could go out and get my neighbors in order. Then I could go down and get my city in order. And then I could get my state in order. And then I'm ready now to go get my nation in order. Or better yet, get where I'm located. Get the state where I'm located. Get the country where I'm located. It is very serious. Don't you see what's going on today? These people need Jesus. You need to be able to know when you see these people out there, what is going on in their life. You need to be able to detect and know what kind of demonic spirit that's plaguing them. You need to know how to cast them out. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. You need to have the eyes of the Spirit. You need to know how to discern. You need to know how to speak to the devil and tell the devil to shut up. You need to be like Jesus, because Jesus said he'd leave, Lord God. And he said, I am going to send you the Comforter. When the Comforter comes, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you, showing you all things to come. He said, I give you power to tread upon all unclean spirit. And nothing by means or any means can touch you. I didn't say that he said that. I didn't do it. He did it. The cross by the cross. That's where he went and laid down our burden. He went and he took it upon therefrom. He went on the cross and he took everything for us and bring it to the cross. And he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Matthew 16, verse 19, the keys to the kingdom. P-A-E-Y-S-K-E-Y-S-K-E-Y-S. Keys. What keys do you need? We talk about this all the time. More than once we go over this. What keys do you need? What are you fighting? You got to get out of it tonight. And if you believe that you can't get out of it tonight, go do some fasting. Let me get to my thing here and tell you something. Because this was not even my note, but I'm going to tell you something. Scripture. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me get this scripture and give it to you. Scripture. Because I went over it today, but I didn't write it down. Some of these goes out. Goes out by fasting. Glory by Sunday. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, la ma condoria mama la mo sandere bandoria ba. Write it down, write it down, write it down. Howbeit, this kind, not out but by fasting, King James Version. So maybe we need to fast. Maybe we need a fasting. Maybe we need to fast. Maybe we need to call a fast. This is very, 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 very important. We cannot keep going around. I can't keep going around like the Israelites. A three-day journey for how many years? I can't do it. We just can't do it. Life is in the balance. People are dying and going to hell. We are it. I-T. I with a long T. We are it. The Father is looking for a body. We are it. Just like when I'm telling you today, the devil himself is looking for a body. He is a demonic hell from hell, and he is looking for a body. I read today. Oh, my God. I'm going right over my notes. Right over my notes. This is so hot. This is so hot. I have it written down. It's hot. Lord God, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. He is looking for a body. He got kicked out of heaven. Oh, Ramasuri and Koriaba. He got kicked out of heaven. He got kicked out of heaven. I'm going to give you the scripture. Take your pencil and your paper and start writing. Revelation 12:9. I'm not going to read. I'm giving you the scripture. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to do some study. You're going to study. You're going to know it for yourself. Don't let me tell you. You got to know it for yourself. Too many ism in the church. We have to know the word of God for ourselves. The enemy was kicked out of heaven. Satan was kicked out of heaven. Read Revelation 12:9. I read it and I see it. No, you got to read it for yourself. Too long we come to the church and sit down with our Bible and go home and put it up on the shelf. Go read Isaiah 14:12-15. I'm telling you, it's in the Bible. You got to find it. Isaiah 14:12-15. Ezekiel 28:12-15. One third of the angels were come out of heaven with the enemy. One third. Revelation 12:4. Those demons are looking for a body. They're looking for a body. You got to read Revelation 12:4. They are looking for a body. Just like Jesus is looking for a body, our God and Jesus, the three of them is one, looking for a body to live in. We got to get it right. What are you talking about, Ruti? What are you saying? Those demons that are in darkness, they are looking for a body. They are roaming this earth and they want a place to live in. But the Bible says we must resist him and he will flee. Resist him. Look up, go in your concordance and look for resisting him, and he will flee. They're looking for a place. They're fallen angels. And they're walking around with their satanic influence to try to take you down. You got to get wiser. You have to understand this. You are not wrestling with flesh and blood. Ephesians 6 tells you you're wrestling with principalities. Oh, Lord God, let me get my Bible. You're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You're wrestling with demonic powers in high places. It's not your job. It's not your friend. It's not your mama. It's not your sister. It's not your neighbors. You're wrestling with spirits. Ephesians 6. I'm a Bible there. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. I'm telling you, I don't even feel like I want to read it because we don't go over these things over and over and over. Put on the whole armor of God. Maybe able to stand in and the wiles of the devil. What's going on? Wiles. W-I-L-E is wiles. That means it's a hit and miss. You coming in with a hit and miss. Wiles. He hitting. Throwing bad, bad vibe. Just hitting. And if it hits, it hits. Walking around looking for who he may devour. Rulers in darkness. And the Bible tell you how to stand. You see, have your loins guard. With truth. That means put on truth. Speak truth. You know, your breastplate up on your chest here. Righteousness. That means when they see you, they must see you right. You right. Standing with the King. With King Jesus. Now when the enemy comes and pass you. When these demonic swords come and pass you, and when they see you, they must see Jesus. And when it come out to Jesus, the next thing say, your feet must shut for the preparation of the gospel of peace. You must walk peacefully. You have to walk in peace. Demons must run when they see you. What happened in the Bible? I'm going back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go and read it. I'm not finding it. You got to find it. Write it in your notes. When Jesus come up out of the water and when he was walking and the demonic man see Jesus, he said, why do you come to torment me before the time? It's in the word of God. I don't care what Bible you have. It's going to slice it the same way. It means the same way. Son of God, why do you come to torment me before the time? Jesus didn't want nobody to know who he is. And he said, why you come to torment me? And he said, okay, hold your peace. And he said, where do you want to go? He wants to go into the pigs. Jesus said, go. Just like that, and he went into the pig. They are looking for a body. Don't let them live in you. Don't let them live in your house. Don't let them live in your house. I don't care what the situation may look like. Walk in love. Walk in love. Take out 1 Corinthians 13. That's what the Father told me today before we went into our study. Walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love, walk in peace, walk in joy, walk in righteousness, walk in forgiveness. Oh my God. The demons are looking for a body. And if your body is available, that they are in. They're coming in with a vengeance. And the Bible said when you clean up your spot or your house, and when they leave, oh, they're going to bring some more. More bad, more terrible, more aggressive, dangerous than themselves. Let's ask myself and yourself a question tonight, because I ain't leaving myself out of this. Why do we want to have it as a mediocre lifestyle where we could live victoriously? You know, the enemy's going to come. It's going to come. The enemy is coming. Yes, the enemy's going to come. But how are you going to deal with it? You're going to deal with it trembling and crying and bawling and acting like you ain't got no sense? When the enemy was defeated and Jesus knocked him out. In Colossians says, he make a show of him openly. That's an embarrassment. Embarrassingly, Jesus took him out nicely, turned around when he's been upset and over there bawling, took the keys from him and turned it around and gave it to you. Wow. He said in the Bible, read it for yourself. Write this word down. Occupy it until I come. The Father gave that instruction. He was giving some kind of parable to his disciples in regards to the person that leave and they tell the servant to occupy till he come. It's the same concept. He was leaving and he wants us to occupy until he comes back. What is wrong with you? You are in charge based on Genesis 1. I think I did that in a meeting the other day when I was in a meeting. In charge of stuff. In charge of creation. You are it. It is looking for your body. Peter, right there in the Bible, he said to Peter, Peter, who do they say that I am? Oh, and they answer. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias. You know, and some say you might be this, and some say you might be that. But Peter, who do you think I am? Peter said, you're the Christ. And you are the Son of the living God. He said, wow, Peter, Peter, you didn't get this understanding from man, Peter. You get this understanding from my Father God. And then he turned around and he said, Peter, wow, Peter. Peter, and I think he called him a different name, Bar-Jonah. Peter. Upon you, Peter, upon this rock, Peter, I am going to build my church. And the gates of hell, Lord God Almighty, listen to this, the gates of hell will not be able to touch. I'm paraphrasing, though. You got to go read it for yourself. I'm giving my own scenario about this. So, Rooty, the Father God is building his church upon me. I'm his rock. Whoa. If I'm his rock, don't you think I need to go talk to him because I'm his rock and get some information from him? Because he knows all things and and when he was walking the earth, he hear from his daddy and he don't say nothing unless he hear from his father. Who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? I don't even have a clue. I don't even have a link. But then I'm going to go out there free will by myself talking about Jesus when I don't know not about the word. You better go know the word for yourself. You remember about Adam and Eve? Oh, Eve got sidetracked because the enemy, the devil, gave her some information. And she thought he was speaking the truth when it was totally turned around for the devil's own convenience. You better go read the Bible for yourself. I'm not making it up. You better go find it for yourself. People can come in and give you all kind of foolishness because you don't know the word. I'm drinking my water because I'm thirsty. You do not know the word. And because you don't know the word, you running around with me, everybody running around like chicken with their head cut off. I believe there's a part that said the blind leading the blind. And what happened to the blind leading the blind? We are all going to fall in a ditch. You know what a ditch is? We're going to get hooked up. Foot going to get broken. Hand going to get broken. Eyes going to get knocked out. Teeth going to gone. Yes. 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 That's what happened to us when we do not have a clue that the enemy is out there. We do not have a clue to know that we do not participate in Halloween. You are bringing in garbage in your house. You do not have a clue to know that you ain't supposed to bring all these mummies in your house coming from India, China, Africa, all these statues and stuff in your house attracting all different kind of demons. When they can't go into you, where do you think they're going to go? In your stuff. You better know what you're buying and what you're attracting. You better know. You better know. You better know and ask the Holy Spirit. Some of these necklaces that we have on our neck, some of these rings that we have on, we better look them over before we buy them. We better look them over. People want to talk about they sign, they zodiac. There ain't no sign and no zodiac in heaven. And please give me a break. Give me a break. The Bible tells you again, I see it myself. Do not let nobody judge you in meat or in holiday. Yes. That means if you don't want to celebrate Christmas, you don't have to. Every day should be Christmas for you. If you don't want to celebrate on the Sabbath day, you don't have to. Every day is supposed to be a Sabbath day for you. 24/7 is your Sabbath because Jesus entered into rest. And if you don't understand, in that same scripture, he said, no, let nobody judge about Sabbath either. You do things on your own. Nobody don't have to brainwash you to do nothing. You are a free agent. You don't have to celebrate Easter if you don't want to. Okay? I'm making it real. I'm telling you like it is. You don't have to do all of that. You don't. You could go do your communion. The Bible tells you go do your communion. 1 Corinthians 11. It talks about 24, 25, and go down to 26. About your communion. You can't communicate with God every single day. Go buy yourself a box of communion with the bread and the wine and communicate with God every single day. You don't have to wait until Easter Bunny and start running around with the Easter Bunny. No. We got to get wise and civilized. The enemy is real. 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 I remember when I first leave Jamaica and come here, and we're having Halloween, and the kids are out there. We're so different. So different. People come knocking at the door. People can't come knocking at the door anymore because they're putting a step up. They don't go and step up. They're killing people now. You better get wise. The spirit is real, and it's been loose. They're looking for a body. I'm telling you, I am telling you, it is not a joke. Demon wants a body. Demon wants a body. Demon wants a body. I want you to read Matthew 8, 31 and 32. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Boy, my God, my God, my God, my God. I don't want him in my body. I don't want him in my body. I want to do what God called me to do. I repent, Lord God, I help me, Jesus. I repent, I repent, I repent. My God, I repent. Matthew 8, 31 to 32, I repent and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Woo! This is what the devil, so the devil besought him saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away. We talk about that. The devil said, if you cast me out, suffer us to go away in the herd of the swine. The devil is looking for a body. Jesus said unto them, go, and they went. Yes, ma'am. Where did they go? Into the swine. That is Matthew 8. Okay. 31. And the swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. You trying to tell me they were in an animal. The animal went violently down into the sea. So they're looking for a body. So my body have to clean. My body have to be clean. I've also studied that they have limited power. Demons of living. They don't have no power over you unless you give them the power. Their power are limited. Jesus said, go. And they took off. You need to say go too. Say go and let them take off. Go and let them take. Go, I say go. Do not stay here. The blood of Jesus cover you. Go. You need to do that. So they have limited power because you, God, Jesus gave you all power. He said, all power that I give. Jesus said, I have all power and I gave it over. Oh, God, this is so sweet. He said, I have all, he said, he got all power. Lord God, this is neat. And then he gave you that power. He gave you that power. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He gave you that power. Demons of limited power. I read today about Daniel, Lord Jesus. Boy, Daniel was out there. Daniel was out there. And the king of Persia, that means that demon, the king of Persia, come to fight the angel before they could come to Daniel. So Daniel, so the chief king, the chief angel come to Daniel. And I said, it wasn't the chief angel. The angel come to Daniel and said, look, I wanted to come to you before, but I couldn't come. Why couldn't I come? Daniel must be, because Daniel is weak. He, you know, he's tired. The poor guy can't take it no longer. Let me see what scripture I have in it. He couldn't take it no more. He would be weak and beat up. But he said, you know what? The king of Persia tried to hold me back. So what I had to do, Daniel, what I had to do really, I really, really, really had to fight him off with Michael. And Michael took care of him. And I want you to know the first time you prayed, Daniel. Hey, Danny boy, the first time you prayed, Danny boy, it was already covered. But them demons were sitting in the corner waiting for me. So I couldn't move nowhere. But I'm here to tell you that it's all taken care of. You have to know. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt that the enemy is under your foot. Under your feet. Jamaican people say foot. Other people say feet. Okay, it's more than one. It's under your feet. So when you stand up to him and say, look, hey, you're under my feet. Back up and back off. What is there to argue about? What is there to fight about? Why do we have to argue and fight? There's no need to fight. There's no need to argue. Demons are looking for a body. Do not let that body be your body. They have limited power. They came up the other side of the sea in Galilee. And when Jesus he got out of the boat, immediately these demons come from the tomb. And when he come from the tomb, he bind them anymore, and with chains, they were bound with shekels on the feet. And what happened? When Jesus came, all pieces was broken. Go read it for yourself. All pieces was broken. Let me go into my Bible. Every piece was broken. Mark 5, 1 to 8. Every piece was broken. And it's not Galilee either. It's G-A-G-E-R-A-S-E-N-E-S. Not that I'm looking at it. Mark 5. So you could go and you know, and get acquainted with Mark 5. This was the man with the unclean spirit. And, you know, they talk about come out of the man, come out of him, and he come right out. So here it is. You can read number 8 and number 9. And Jesus asked him what his name. And he said, my name is Legion. So a legion is a lot. He's like a lot of them in there. Okay. So you could go read that. You know, you could spend some time and read that. And I suggest that take some time out and read about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a very, 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 those are some very interesting books. The life of Jesus on the earth and all the things that he does. And if we're going to have to do what he did, why not start reading about him and getting acquainted with him and know some of the things that he did and how we ourselves can go about doing the same things that he did? What do we need to have in our lifestyle? How did when Jesus first got out of his mother's womb and what happened when he was born? Try to see if you could not really match up your lifestyle with his lifestyle, like I would say, because you're not really God, but he could move through you and teach you some stuff. So why not take your life and put it out on a platter and look it over and put Jesus's life in regards to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see if you could come at least get some information and try to match it up with your life. So if you understand what I'm saying, I'm trying to say, if we're going to do anything for God, why not start out like Jesus did? Came out of his mother's womb just like us. We came out of our mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. Jesus knew what purpose he was here for. So what he did, he basically worked towards that purpose. He did everything that he can do to fulfill that purpose. Why not us start doing that? You know, asking God to really minister to us on our level. And it's day by day. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a day by day, consistently working with the King and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, because he knows all about you. You don't know about yourself, but God does. So he called you out of your mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. So now you go to him and you ask him, what is my purpose? Get your paper and your pencil and you start writing out of your spirit what you feel. And sometime that purpose might change. Sometime it might change. And when I say it might change, what I mean by, say for instance, you're in ministry and your ministry start out, and I'm just going to say, you start out as an evangelist and the next minute you turn around, you becomes a pastor in a church, or over that pastor writing, you may become an apostle. Or better yet, start out with a deacon. So you see, over the time, your mindset, everything that you recall, just start unfolding and it start making sense now. And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, you may not be able to start out as a pastor right away, because maybe it might be too much. Because if you really can't take care of your house, it's honestly can't pastor another man's house. other people. You know what I mean? If you don't understand about being a prophet, you may not be able to operate in that area. I mean, if you don't have the eyes of the spirit, you may not be able to operate as a seer. If you're not in the healing, you may not be able to operate continually in healing business. So that's what I'm just trying to say. It may come precept upon precept and line by line, and you have to get teaching in certain areas, different areas. I mean, it's just not going to happen overnight, but just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. You may be an intercessor. We all need to know how to intercede. We all need to know how to pray. Jesus was a prayer warrior. He was out there. And the word of God said, men ought to pray and not faint. So I believe that we need to know how to pray. Get the word out. I mean, the best part to start is our Father, that our Father prayer, and take it out step by step and take it apart. Our Father who art in heaven. Where is he? He's in heaven. Just take it apart. Just take it apart. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is hallowed, O Lord. And, you know, I remember one time I was in Springfield, coming from my work, and I went on the bus, and this lady come to me. It was a lady. And she gave me a simple prayer. ACTS. Oh, wow. Adoration. C, confession. A-C-T. T is for thanksgiving. And S is for supplication. And I used that prayer for a while. So you could even start out with that. A-C-T-S. Adore. Confession. Thanksgiving. Supplication. And you try to get these words and see what they're meaning. What are they meaning? What does supplication mean? What does thanksgiving mean? What does ACTS mean? It means acts. And that's what they come up with. And he gave it to me. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful. And I was using that for a while until my daddy Morris have something about Lord. Teach us how to pray. We have books on that. If you really need a very good book, I could call me and I could try to see if I could get one, get it through Morris, through the ministry of Morris Arella. They have a book, Lord, Teach Me How to Pray. Different Bibles. They have different Bibles. Morris Arella have different Bibles. I don't know if I'll be able to get you one of the Bibles. It's a big Bible, but it's a study Bible. There's study tools. I mean, study on the prophetic. We got a prophetic Bible. He have a healing Bible. What other Bible? He also have a prophetic Bible. And these are the Bibles. He also have one on finances. He also have one. So you may not have them, but whatever I could get. I just brought one to my sister last week. And this is on financial. So these are the things that I use. These are the things that I have. You have to kind of invest in yourself. And another thing, and when you're reading from other people's writings, if you are reading and if it's not matching up with your word, with the word of God, put it out. Put it out. You don't need anything in your spirit that's going to disrupt your spirit. I'm here to tell you tonight, the enemy is out to get the child of God. And the child of God have to be wise. And you have to be sober. And you have to be vigilant. Because your adversary, the enemy, the devil, he is going around. And he is seeking whom he may devour. But the word of God said, resist him. And he will flee. Resist him. My God. I'm going to pray tonight. And I'm going to pray based on the way we started tonight. Where we started tonight, we started out by the Holy Spirit telling us to pray or talking about our love walk. So tonight I come to you, Lord God. And I really, really want to hear from you, Father God. I really want to hear from your Spirit. I don't ever, ever want to do anything for myself. I want to be able to hear from you, Lord God. That way I can minister to your people. So tonight, God, I come into your heavens and I lay myself at your feet. And I will only speak what you want me to speak. And I will only manifest what you want me to manifest by the Spirit. And as I lay myself out tonight in front of you, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to wash us. Let every single person on the line ask God to wash you tonight. Wash you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Wash you clean, that you may be able to come and be transported into the kingdom of light. Father, your word is powerful. Your word is sharper. Oh God, today when I was looking over your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me see, I wrote something down today. And I am going to go back. And I am going to, Father, I am going to do a study over on this. Because you were showing me some stuff about that today. Lord God. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Father. I worship you, Father. I praise your holy name. I thank you, Father God. I worship you, Lord God. The word of God is quick. It is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Lord God, your word go for tonight. It divides the asunder of the soul and the spirit. And of the joint and of the marrow. So, Father God, that means your word is dealing with spirit, soul, and body. It is dealing with our spirit, our soul, and our physical body. Hallelujah. I trust you tonight, God. I trust you tonight, God, that under the sound of my voice, that the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to come down and it's going to change the atmosphere. It's going to change the atmosphere. It's going to be a change in the atmosphere. Here we go. Here we go. Yes, we are walking in. We're walking in. Though we walk among wolves and snakes, they will not touch us. The fire of God. Come now. Come now and touch your people. This day I pray. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, touch, touch. Oh God, I call for fire in that home right now. I call for healing in that home right now. Wherever you need healing, wherever you need healing, I pray that you'll touch it right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind up that spirit and I call for healing right now. Healing of the mind in the name of Jesus. Healing of the mind in the name of Jesus. Healing of the back in the name of Jesus. Of the stomach in the name of Jesus. Of the hand, sugar in the name of Jesus. I call it to be normal in the name of Jesus. I call for it to be normal. Blood pressure to be normal in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Bori and Amondili, 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 Rimandoli, Amandala, La, Woko Abine, the spirit of fear. We stand in the gap for fear for our family members right now in the name of Jesus. Leando, Malongoli, Amandala, Landala, Lande, Otondokola, Bande, Tandoli. In the name of Jesus, every spirit in the body that's not of you, Lord God, sickness, every deteriorating spirit of the limbs and the joints and the muscles, in the name of Jesus, we break and we bind. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family, over our homes, over our doorposts, cars, and finances. Now in the name of Jesus, we call for the fire of God to come now and to touch generational curse broken in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray for court battles right now. Court battles right now. I pray for favor from the judge and from the court system right now. No weapon that form against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. I pray for people with mortgages right now, financial problems in their homes, with money in the mighty name of Jesus, where their mortgage need to be paid in the name of Jesus. I bind that up. I command that to go in the name. And I call for favors from the east, the west, the north, and south. I call for favor from the east, the west, the north, and south. I call for family members to talk with each other. And Masandoria Karela Basanda, Remangola Basande Lili Bashondo, way with children to come home in my lande. So Konda Satada Lekende Lekanda La Bonga La Bande. Rema mothers and daughters to reunite. It ain't never say we're in the Bible where, you know, woman supposed to leave. It says mother, no, but it says husband, yes, to leave and to cleave to their wife. So that means the mother or the son or the daughter needs to get some teaching from their parents or from the older group. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the children will be in line in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. Oh, let everything that have breath, 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 let everything that have breath. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for peace. I thank you for safety. I thank you for, oh God, I thank you for more than enough. I thank you for more than enough. I thank you for prosperity. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for sanctification. I thank you for righteousness. I thank you for joy. Even the dog, oh my God, that's sitting over there crying will have joy. I thank you for peace. Hallelujah. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, tonight is, I think it's the 3rd of November. I think so. We're supposed to have another one on the 4th. But hey, remember, that's Thanksgiving. So I'm going to have deliverance class on the 17th. On the 17th, okay? So our next meetup will be on the 17th because the 24th is Thanksgiving. So we'll have one on the 17th, the same time at 7:30. And I want to say thank you guys for being on Zoom with us tonight. I thank God that you're able to make it. I pray that you have a supernatural week and all the other weeks to come before we meet again. I pray the blessings of the Lord over you. If you have to drive back and forth, I pray that that there won't be no calamity that come around your car. I pray that the angel will encamp around about you. I pray for angel to encamp around about you. I pray for the peace of God to be in your home. Wives and husband get along. Children and mom get along. Supervisors and you get along. I pray just for the peace of God. I pray for the money that you need. Whatever you need, I'm calling it in. And I'm thanking God for it because you know what? You deserve it because it's yours. It is yours. The word of God, so when the Father said, you see everything good. Healing is good. I call for your body to be healed and to be whole. I call for supernatural provision. Oh my God, lawsuits, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. It works out in your favor. Anything that you have in the court system, it works out in your favor. I call it in. I said, Father, I thank you and I praise you. I worship you. No other God, oh Lord, beside you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this night. Thank you for your children. Thank you for peace and joy and safety. Thank you that we do not have any kind of sudden destruction. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We praise your holy name. And I just call for the one that cannot sleep, go to bed and you can't get no rest. I just pray, Lord God, for continual peace. That you just have a peaceful sleep. You call me tomorrow and say, Sister Ruth, I slept so good. And you know what? And I pray for my baby not here. He just come up in my spirit. And I just pray for him. I pray for your prophet, Lord God. Just watch over him, Lord Jesus. Going to wherever he is, Lord God. And just watch over him. I know he's on a mission. He's on a mission and he's away from home and his family members are here. And Lord, I just pray for him right now. He is your prophet. And I just lift him up before you, Lord. And I just give you thanks, supernatural. And I just call him out, Lord. Last letter in the alphabet. Handoria karama mama. Sheremando kota. Touch him, Lord God. Touch mom and grandmom and aunts and cousins and just touch the generation. Touch cousins and nephews and just touch that family, Lord. Just touch now, I pray. I come to touch them right now, Lord. Give them joy. Give them peace. Bind the spirit of schizophrenia. And I command that satanic demonic power to go in the name of Jesus. Go and touch not. Go and touch not. Get out of that house in the name of Jesus. Bind the spirit of confusion in that house right now. Go in the name of my son. Go in the name of Jesus. And I command that young man to be free and set free right now. In the name of Jesus, that his mom don't have to be running around and scared. And I command you to go, Satan, and do not stay in that house right now. And get out of that young man now, in Jesus' name. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we praise you, worship your name. Amen and amen. Hey, good night, everybody. God bless you. God make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Give you peace. Give you peace.